flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We just had a scintillating conversation about the Pittsburgh Penguins that took us roughly 20 minutes and destroyed our clock. We went full Starkey.
Yep.
Never go full Starkey. But we did get sucked into it. And I think it's a fascinating conversation. Like the problem with the with the Pirates and the Steelers, we have pinpointed as, well, ownership, the economics, the game in baseball sense, like in terms of trying to keep Paul Skeens around here. With the Penguins, it's what does ownership want to do? We don't know because we know absolutely nothing about them. And it's fascinating to me because I thought we always had a beat on all three teams. When it was Lemieux and Burkle, you knew how the Penguins were going to operate. Now we don't, and we're going to have to see how they navigate this quote-unquote rebuild, or if they even see it as a rebuild. 412-928-9370. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I want to do a look ahead at the Super Bowl at some point during this hour. I'd like to revisit Art Rooney II's comments to Ashley Liotis, but one of the viral clips that's been going around the last few days, Doran, I'm sure you have opinions on. Because I know I do. Cam Newton on Get Up. MVP, would you give it back to win a Super Bowl?
If you could give back that league MVP for a Super Bowl championship, would you do it?
Nope.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
Because you have to ask it through this lens. That was a very journalistic viewpoint or vantage point or response, Stephen A. Ask you this question, and, you know, just to pose this thought. What's more important, impact or championships?
Man. So I've said this in the past. I never played, first of all. You know that. Everyone knows that. I'd rather have Trent Dilfer's career than Dan Marino's career. Like, Dan Marino is one of the all-time greats. Like, if he had won a couple of championships, he might be considered the best of all time, like, up in that upper echelon because of his talent, because of his quick release, because of his brain. Trent Dilfer wasn't very good, with all due respect to Trent, who's now doing a terrible job coaching UAB football.
Yeah.
I mean, just a terrible job down there. He won a championship. I'd want to win the championship. And then you kind of further it out. Would you rather have a gold jacket or would you rather win a championship? I'm not going to kill Cam Newton for that. Anybody's got their own reasons for playing. I'm not going to crush him for it, but I'll give you my perspective. I think I'd rather win the ring. But I'm coming from a pure fan perspective, and all I care about is if my team wins rings or not. Like, if I were a Ravens fan, it'd be so nice that Lamar's winning MVPs, but that's not giving me pure happiness.
Right, yeah, it's the way different.
Right? So I come at it from the perspective, I'm a fan. You played your whole life. You were an All-American. You played 6 years in the NFL. What do you think about Cam's comments?
Well, I'll ask you this. If you could get into Cam's shoes and then I'll give my opinion. Would you rather win a national number one radio station award for 93.7 The Fan, or would you rather win a national number one fan morning show award?
Oh, man.
That's the situation.
My name's Dora Dickerson, and I have painted my friend and co-host into a box.
That's what it is. So I 1,000% agree with Cam Newton. Because there's only so many MVPs in the NFL. There's a lot of Super Bowl winners.
It's the same, right?
No, it's not.
There's 59 Super Bowls.
Kenny Pickett could be a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, exactly.
I see what you're saying. I mean, how many
guys are on a team that won a Super Bowl? There's a lot of guys that have won Super Bowls in the NFL, in the NFL history. There's not many MVPs. I mean, there's many, but there's not, I mean.
I get what you're saying.
There's only one a year.
I get what you're saying.
And then there's multiple.
Misunderstood you.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're individually the best player in the NFL. Like,
and he was unquestionably that year, too.
Right.
And they went 15-1. The reason he's getting crushed for this today isn't because we, and I'll throw myself in this category, as sports fans can't wrap our heads around, oh my God, that guy's more concerned about individual. It's also that he didn't fall on that fumble in the Super Bowl, and so people are tying those things together, and it looks bad. It makes people crazy, especially, I'm sure, Carolina fans today. I understand what you're saying. I'm interested what the listeners think. 412-928-9370. I'm guessing they see it my way because they haven't lived your life experience.
Right, yeah.
Or Cam Newton's.
Yeah, you're thinking like, okay, what did the team deliver the fans? Who cares if there's an MVP? Who cares if T.J. Watt's the MVP? Did you deliver us a championship? Because we want to be a part of the process too, which I see, I understand that fans want to be a part of the team and they pay money and they want to be involved and want to feel that championship and feel like they're a part of it. You don't feel like you're a part of individual success. You know, sometimes you can latch yourself to, some Hall of Famers like, oh man, I remember watching him play all the time. Like he was great, like Mean Joe, like whenever he was up there with the jacket, like, yeah, I remember watching him play, but you feel like you're a part of the Super Bowl. You buy tickets to go to the Super Bowl. You buy tickets to go to Acrisure, Heinz Field, Three Rivers, and you're there, invested every single game. You do have a sense that you are a part of the Super Bowl win.
Yeah, sure.
But as a player, I mean, it is what it is. Like, your goal whenever you're a kid to play in the NFL, I don't care what anybody says, it's not. It may be to be to win a Super Bowl, but it's to wear a gold jacket.
You want to wear that gold jacket?
Yeah, it's to be the best. You are one of the best players in the NFL. That's the goal.
Texter, Doran carries this show. Adam is annoying, insignificant bag of milk.
Bag of milk? Wow. Wow.
Would you trade your All-American for the Big East title, someone asks?
No.
Oh.
Or a national championship? No.
What?
No. I'll be a part of a national. It would be awesome. I'm not saying that it wouldn't be great. It'd be awesome, and we'd have stories, and I could still talk to your teammates. You get together, you get to talk about how, and you get to wear that ring. That's cool. There's but there's only so many people that were. There's only one other guy really that was another All-American at Pitt in my position, and that's nice to be in that company of Mike Dick.
Mike Dick is pretty good.
It's nice to be in that company.
You ever think about opening a restaurant, a steakhouse?
Call it Dickerson's.
By the way, I would much rather win the station award. Put that on the record.
Yeah.
Station of the year or morning show of the year. Absolutely station of the year, Dor. No question about that. 412-928-9370. I want to frame it this way, too. Would you rather be the worst quarterback to win a Super Bowl, a la Trent Dilfer, or the best quarterback to never win one, Dan Marino?
Dan Marino, because he's wearing the jacket.
412-928-9370. We continue discussing next. I'm really interested to hear where people come down on that. 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. When somebody insults me in a way that I find hilarious, I add it to my Twitter bio. So right now it's just some guy that says stuff. Chooch, avuncular, heathen. I'm going to put bag of milk.
Bag of milk.
Your calls next. Would you rather be the worst quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl or the best quarterback to never win a Super Bowl? Would you rather be Trent Dilfer or would you rather be Dan Marino? The reason we ask this question is because of this.
If you could give back that league MVP for a Super Bowl championship, would you do it?
Nope.
The way.
That's Cam Newton.
The way.
Nope.
He said it quick, too.
Yeah, he sure had to think about that. Yeah. Sorry, teammates.
No.
You know what, though? Like, there is a lot more nuance with this because all those guys that played with Cam that year, they don't even sniff the Super Bowl without his greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton might wind up going down as one of the more underrated players of all time. Not to, like, really niche this down on him, but...
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't think so because I don't think he played at that high of a level for long enough. I don't know. I think it's interesting because guys like Andrew Luck, are they going to get in? He cut his career short due to retiring early. Like Navarro Bowman, right? Is he like guys like that?
Right.
I wonder, does this, like, Barry Sanders doesn't even fit because he was
so good in that period of time.
Yeah, you can't deny him.
Right.
But longevity is something that's always mattered in the NFL. I wonder, you know, In some instances, careers are getting longer now based on nutrition, but in other instances, careers are getting cut shorter because guys are like, I know what this does, and I don't want to do it for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I am fascinated by that. But when he was at the top of his game, he was doing Josh Allen things.
Yes.
Like I think Josh Allen's comp, they're not the same, but I think Josh Allen's...
It's close.
Yeah, he's
as close as anybody, and then Ben, maybe.
Yeah, I think he might be closer to Cam than Ben. I think Ben would be the other one.
Yeah.
But the design stuff... Anyhow, answer our question, 412-928-9370. Someone called up in the last segment and called me a bag of milk. Here's a good text. Double D makes a great point. I would rather win an award for something than my employer get credit for my hard work. You guys are a great compliment to each other. If I had to let one go, I would send Doran packing because he would take it like a man and the other would cry. It is a much more exclusive crew, though. The guys who get gold jackets, the guys that are MVPs, then the players who have won Super Bowls.
Yes. Yes.
Like, there are Steelers fans are as good as any in the NFL. I guarantee you that even your most hardcore Steelers fan could not name every player on the 2008 team.
No.
Mm-mm.
But you know which players from the Steelers you can name every single Hall of Famer. So I do see it from that standpoint. But I'm a fan. And I view things as the team because when, you know, Crosby...
As you should.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's why this is great.
Yeah.
Like, Crosby winning Hart trophies is awesome because you compare him to Ovechkin. But if he had zero and still had three championships, I'd be more than fine with that.
Of course.
As a fan. But trying to put yourself in the player's shoes... Well, I can't do that.
I wonder how Crosby feels with this scenario with the gold medal.
So, it's funny you say that, because I was thinking about this the other day. You got this silly Four Nations thing coming up. This Penguins team stinks. He was vintage the other night. All he wants to do is win. I wonder if being part of that, the Four Nations thing, can at least scratch an itch for him in terms of winning.
Yes.
Like, he's not going to win anything this year in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening.
Yeah.
But Canada could bring home the gold medal.
Yeah.
So at least he gets to feel that rush.
Definitely would.
I don't know that he...
I think that means more to him than anything.
The Canadian gold medal?
Yes.
Probably.
I think even more than... I'd be willing to debate more than a cup.
Probably.
More than the cups.
Well, because the one... I think one of them in particular would be the Vancouver one. Because it was on Canadian soil. There was so much pressure on that team. He scores the golden goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm sure he's been asked this, and I've forgotten it. But I would bet that was probably the pinnacle of his career.
It has to be, right?
Has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if he said it wasn't, I wonder how he would hold up at a polygraph.
Right.
I wonder how the old truth serum might suss that out. Let's go to Zach in New Kent. Hey, Zach.
Hey, big fan, big fan.
Thanks. You're probably talking to Doran, sorry.
I actually played Doran in high school. He was a terror. Not happy with his performances. Like 7 touchdowns. Okay. Every game, twice, junior and senior year. Nice. I was like, get this guy away from me, please.
I wouldn't trade that in for a Whitfield title, trust me.
But I just wanted to mention that Cam Newton could have a gold jacket, and he could be a Super Bowl champion if he, you know, wasn't scared enough to fall on that fumble. Just your little thoughts about
that.
Well,
someone just texted this in too, Zach, and thank you for the call. And you can call next at 412-928-9370. Do you think any quarterback that won a Super Bowl would give that up for an MVP? And they wrote, no way. Like, if Cam had won the Super Bowl and experienced that elation with his teammates, I wonder if the answer would have been different from him. I don't know the answer to that.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That is a great question. Won the Super Bowl but would trade it for an MVP.
What if you asked Dilfer and you're like, hey, man, would you rather have been an MVP or win that Super Bowl that one time?
Probably been Super Bowl. Because I think that position, if you win a Super Bowl, has a lot to do with you.
That position? Yeah.
So you could kind of wrap this up in this with a quarterback. You could kind of wrap this up. But like with Cam Newton, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
Do you think it's hard to be Trent Dilfer?
No, he still has the ring, though. Like, regardless. He's still, you know, a part of the fraternity of quarterbacks that did win a ring if you want to narrow it down.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like...
Is it hard to be Eli?
No. I think Eli Manning, if you consider all of human history, may have lived the greatest life. Because he lived up to expectations, but I don't know that he had as much pressure on him, if that makes sense, because of Peyton.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
And really, he made 2 throws. That's not fair.
How many Super Bowls does Peyton have?
Peyton's got 2, and he's got 2.
Exactly.
I'd much rather be Eli. Although Peyton's the funny one. 412-928-9370. I try to put myself in like Dilfer's shoes. Like, would I like to be known as the worst radio host to ever win a Marconi?
But you won one.
I haven't even won one, so I'm just a bad radio host. It is 9:27. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency to get help with. This is why I'm never going to win a Marconi. I got marbles in my mouth. It is 9:27. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Would you rather be Dilfer or Marino? 412-928-9370.
Like, think about, okay, here's another scenario. Yeah. Charles Barkley. Now, Charles Barkley was a really, really, really good NBA player. Would he trade his career in for a championship? I'm going to probably say no, because if he's a part of a championship team, who says that he's doing what he's doing now? He's Charles Barkley now because I'm trying to say this the right way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is why the show has no Marconis.
Charles Barkley, would he trade his career? Probably yes. But Charles Barkley is still regarded as one of the best four forwards of all time, and that has led him to this career because he is one of the best at his position.
Yeah, he's like he's very Marino-like, isn't he? Like, mm-hmm. The best to never win one, or like in that conversation, round mound of rebound. I would think he'd want a ring, but that's just me. 412-928-9370. Yeah, I think I could handle the ridicule of being the worst to be a champion.
Like, I'm saying, like, would he trade his career in to be just a part of a team that wins?
I don't know. And then you start thinking about guys like Scottie Pippen who get like 0 credit for it. They won 6 championships, but you're always playing second fiddle. There's a lot of nuance to it. Texter, what do you think Big Ben would say? Oh, God. I think Ben was an ultimate competitor. I think Ben wanted to win above all else.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben never got a single MVP vote. I don't think that bothers him. Like, I think he could be a selfish guy, and he would take shots at the organization, some that were more veiled than others, a lot of which happened right here on 93.7 The Fan. But I do think the thing he wanted to do most was win. I think he might have wanted to be the reason why they won, but he wanted to win. Yeah. Now, he showed that different than a Peyton. Peyton was going to be first in, last out. Brady, first in, last out. Ben on the field wanted to win and would bleed and have broken bones and would leave it all out there. I never questioned that about Ben. I've said some not great things about Ben in the past. That is something I will never doubt about him. Like, I don't think, I think he would rather have his career than Marino's. And that one's not, you know, you don't juxtapose it that way because it's fairly easy, actually, because he's going to be a Hall of Famer and a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he has the rings.
Yes.
But we're talking about a guy who's not going to be a Hall of Famer versus one that does. 412-928-9370.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, choose the adventure, Doran. React to Art Rooney's comments to Ashley Liotis or give a brief early look at the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
We're going to talk about Ashley Liotis and Art Rooney II coming up next. Social Media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I would like to look ahead to the Super Bowl, Doran. And we'll do that in a moment. Is Nicholas Harry Callis working his second job in the booth back there?
Who was he talking to?
I think he was helping someone at his other job with technical difficulties.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on. It's raining. They're doing an event in Bethel Park. It's called the Polar Plunge. It's to raise money. It's very nice, but we had promised that we would broadcast it so the students could watch it in the building, and the broadcast isn't working, so I feel bad.
My God, what are they going to do? Not watching people jump into the cold water.
No.
Oh, my Lord. What's going to happen?
I wouldn't make
we
fun of this.
We need to call Callis.
It's a fundraiser.
It is. Fundraisers are good. I would never do that in a million years.
They're still going to do the fundraiser. You just don't have to broadcast it.
Good point by you. This was an emergency.
Then the students can't watch inside.
How many students are going to watch for real?
What's that?
How many students are going to watch?
I think a lot of them were interested. They sent out a whole email this morning for the staff. They said students are not allowed to be dismissed because they can watch it on YouTube.
So they're going to watch it in class?
Yeah.
Every class?
Yeah.
That would tick me off then. If I knew I was going to get out of like 30 minutes of work.
That would make me mad.
Did you ever pay attention to the morning announcements?
No.
No.
I wasn't even there.
Why?
I was probably doing something else. Probably in the weight room or something.
Oh, I'm Doran.
I wouldn't say I was lifting. I was probably just in the weight room.
I was eating raw meat.
I wasn't even there yet.
Chugging raw eggs.
Yeah, I was probably eating a breakfast sandwich.
Did you ever do that, the raw eggs thing?
Yeah, because of Rocky.
Because of Rocky,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried. It was horrible. Horrible.
That's a quick way to get some protein.
Yeah, or you can just get a tub of protein powder and put it in water.
Yeah.
But they didn't have that back then in the 70s, and that was your protein shake.
I think we fought off the Nazis on raw eggs back in the day.
What do you mean?
Like, I think that's how we were getting strong back then.
Oh.
Just sucking down raw eggs, doing some calisthenics.
Yep.
Like,
some jumping jacks.
You want to go to war? Here's what we're going to do. Jumping jacks and push-ups. Here's some raw eggs.
The old man stretch before you run, where you just kind of, you get down your knee, you know, sideways to sideways. Yeah, let me stretch out.
That's not just for old men. That's for people in your mid-30s, too. You, like, twist your trunk.
Yeah.
Bend down, try to touch your toes. Good to go.
Yeah.
All right. We can change our opinions on this prior to the Super Bowl, and Lee Sterling is going to join us next Friday at 9 for our
yearly prop bet segment, and I'm super jacked up about that. It's one of our most popular segments of the year, and he always nails it. He'll nail the national anthem. He'll nail all that prop stuff. He's even getting it right more often than not on the coin flip, Doran. So that's next Friday. And our opinions are subject to change on this. I'm not going to pretend like I have jumped into all my Super Bowl prep yet. I think, though, that the Eagles are the better team. I think they might significantly be the better team. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I see it exactly as it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought 1 through 53, or maybe 2 through 53 because of Mahomes, that the Eagles were the superior team to the Chiefs a couple of years ago. And now in the rematch, I feel the same exact way, but the Chiefs feel more inevitable now. Chiefs got kind of bailed out by a penalty call in that game, as they always seem to. Everything is telling me to pick the Eagles. I can't go against the Chiefs, man.
I think there's one matchup that we talk about, but we kind of, you know, miss in situations like this in the Super Bowl. And we always want to talk about Patrick Mahomes. And you think about the matchup. Who would you take? Clearly Patrick Mahomes over Jalen Hurts. You think about the playmakers the Eagles have. You think about some of the playmakers the Chiefs have. But the significant matchup is Andy Reid and Sirianni.
And it's not even close.
Not even close. And that's where it's probably going to come down to. And Andy Reid is going to dog walk Sirianni whenever it comes down to it.
You know what's interesting about that, though? Like, I kind of view it as Reid v. Fangio, the Eagles DC, and he's really good.
Yeah.
And then you think about Kellen Moore, the Eagles OC, who's really good at his job, probably going to take the Saints job, going up against Steve Spagnuolo.
Mm-hmm. Like
those chess matches are fascinating to me. I think people would frankly be really dumb. I'll just come out and say it. If you bet on the Philadelphia Eagles to win this game, like, I just think you're dumb. Like, the Eagles are better. If you are going to sleep the night of the Super Bowl and you bet the Chiefs and they lose, I think you can go to sleep okay that night.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bet the Eagles to win the game and the Chiefs win, you're going to bed going, what the hell's wrong with me?
Yeah,
why am I such a moron?
Right in front of me. We talk about this. I mean, the pressure is definitely on the Eagles, right? To win. Like, I know, like, the one thing they accomplished for the Chiefs is the three in a row. But the Eagles, like, whenever you're so close and you were just there a couple years ago, I mean, you saw what happened with the Bengals. Like, you don't know whenever you're going to get that opportunity again. I think all the pressure is on the Eagles to win.
Maybe I'm saying the same thing, but differently. Because I think in the Super Bowl, the pressure is the same. I think they're going to be tighter. Maybe you are saying it the right way then by that logic, because I think you might press a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were there, like, we know what it feels like to lose.
Chiefs been there the last 2 years.
Yeah.
They know. I mean, they're just like, hey, if we lose, oh man, we lost. We didn't get three in a row. Like,
Man. Sorry, we'll be back next year. You told me this, that in 2011, when your Patriots team won the AFC Championship and went to the locker room, that you looked around, it was kind of amazing that it was just like they had won another game.
Yep.
Like, okay, a couple weeks, take it on the New York Giants in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no fanfare. Like, it wasn't like this champagne fest. I don't know. You might have still had it, but...
No. We got, like, shirts and hats, and everybody just kind of, like, tossed it in the locker. Nobody put the hats on, nothing.
I can't begin to explain to you how much that makes me hate the Patriots, because it was just business.
Yep.
It's like the Russian Red Army Hockey Club, just like business. And I think that the Chiefs, by virtue of their head coach, are a little bit loosey-goosier, but you could see them kind of viewing it the same way. Like, all right, media day's on Tuesday, there's going to be all kind of goofy story, don't say anything dumb. Like, just, they've been there and they've won it. Now, the Eagles have been there. But yeah, they're probably going in like, we know what that feels like, and it sucks, and we don't want that to go down again that way.
Like, you know how we'll sit and we'll talk and we kind of plan out, like, what's August going to look like? Like, we'll plan it out now. It's like, all right, let's start getting an early look of, like, what we might talk about in August, what the Steelers could look like, what the Pirates might be doing. We do those, you know, everybody does it in business. You do, like, 6 months to a year planning. I think every year with the Chiefs, they already mark in all right, this is going to be Super Bowl week. This is what we're going to have to do. You know, this is the availability for media. Like, they have that in their yearly planner already.
Yeah.
They already have that. It's marked that this is where we're going to be at this point of the year.
There's a guy who writes for a website in Boston that I used to have on all the time. And he obviously doesn't play for the Patriots, but he would do that. Every year, they're going to be in the AFC Championship. They played 9 in a row. Where the Chiefs played in 7 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that. Yeah, I'll probably be in the Super Bowl. Going to play in that. No vacations out of February because that's where they'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Eagles, you might think. I mean, honestly, if the Eagles lose the game, they're not going to fire Sirianni. But they might fire him next year. If the Eagles lose the game and their roster's so good and they come up short, where do you think they're going to point? They're going to point at head coach and they're going to point at quarterback. Like, if Jalen Hurts doesn't get it done, again, I'm not saying they're going to replace him next year, but that's an organization that doesn't take failure. And you're going to look at two spots, coach and quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right, there is an added pressure on that.
There's a lot.
If Patrick Mahomes loses, okay, I could still be on track to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest quarterback of all time. Like, this would be a setback. If you're Jalen Hurts, I'm not saying it's it right now, but I'd be worried a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
How'd he get there?
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz.
I mean, but think about if you win, too. Like, if you're the Eagles, like, you knocked off Patrick Mahomes in a Chiefs dynasty. Like, you were that team. Jalen Hurts, you were that quarterback that did that. You were the Eli Manning that did that to Tom Brady. You are, you're the vision of you in your Eagles team and coach changes. Whether if it had been different if they beat the Bills. It's like, okay, well, good job. The Eagles, they won a Super Bowl. That's awesome. But this, there's a lot more significance that's riding on this game Sunday.
And Andy Reid against his old
team. And Andy Reid, like, you knock off that team to win three in a row, and you're the team that got in the way, you're going to be remembered for a long time.
Well, and so we've had the legacy conversations. I mean, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, their legacy is still being written, but they are considered to be two of the best of all time. Jalen Hurts is 26 years old. You win this Super Bowl, you could be on your way to having a Hall of Fame career.
Yes, you could.
And I'm not sure that that helps him. I'm not a Hall of Famer, but you win a ring, and then team's pretty good, might have a chance to win another. You win two, you're in.
Yep.
Like, you're in.
Yep.
So that...
You win two and then lose one, so you have three appearances.
Mm-hmm. Pressure. Yeah. I mean, you're Ben.
Yep.
You're Ben. Now, Ben. Counting stats, they'll have to take time, but you get it.
Yep.
412-928-9370. Coming up next, I think we're going to do this every day now. We always throw a Twitter poll out there, a goofy one, in our pre-show. I'd like to revisit them, and we'll revisit the one from earlier today to wrap up the show. Donnie going to be in today with Starkey. He's got an Iron City Light hat on.
And he has a shirt with Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, and David Spade. Had it been from the Saturday Night Live days.
Back when Saturday Night Live was really good.
Yes.
No offense to the current crop, but those were the heydays,
mm-hmm.
the best days.
Mm-hmm.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. That's Route 19 in Peters Township. Donnie looks the part. Like, Donnie wakes up every day dressing like Donnie Football.
Mm-hmm.
He is unique. I think he might have the highest Q rating at the station.
Yeah.
You or him.
Yeah.
Most popular guys. Like, when people come up to me in public, they'll be like, hey, dude, what's up? Love the show. I'm like, yeah, man, thank you. And they're like, I love Doran. That's what I get. And then the second thing I get is, do you really hate Callis? And I'm not going to say how I really feel about Callis on the air. If you see me in public, I'll tell you the real Callis story.
Callis is going to whoop your ass one day.
I know. I love Callis. He knows.
He's just going to flip out, and he's just going to just toss you through a door.
He's going to go postal on me one day.
Yep, and I'm going to sit here and just watch.
You're not going to help?
Well, no.
Callis, you would never do that.
See, I don't know. I mean, I've been known that every once in a blue moon, I'll have a ragey out moment.
Oh, that's not.
And it's not good for anyone. Yeah.
Callis, I love you. I feel like you do a tremendous job. Now to the Twitter poll from the pre-show. If you work a desk job, do you blow your nose in the office or do you go to the bathroom? How do you think this one played out, Dorn?
They probably blow their nose at their desk.
70% of people say they blow their nose in the office. 30% of people say they blow their nose in the bathroom.
But you'd see, like, this is what you did. not everybody blows their nose like you. If everybody blew their nose like you, like that, you'd probably go to the bathroom.
Starkey just saw me blow my nose and then hit the button. He's going to lose his mind.
Doran, you used to...
Nothing.
You used to shower with people at work.
What does that have to do with anything? I had to.
Blowing your nose ain't more disgusting than showering with 89 dudes.
I had to. I showered with a lot of guys. Think about it. If you just, you know, the accumulation over the years, going back all the way to like eighth grade, that's a lot of dudes. Man, that's kind of messed up when you think about it. Oh my God, that's messed up. Let's end the show.